When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Particularly blessed this evening to have our children in our Faith First program here dressed up like saints. Why don't we thank them for doing that for us this evening? I know we're scattered out a little bit, but would any of our Faith First kids like to share what saint they are this evening? Anybody want to tell me?
Saint Francis.
Saint Peter.
Saint Wenceslaus.
Saint Wenceslaus. Saint Teresa of Calcutta.
Saint Matthew.
Saint Martha.
Saint Jude.
Saint Elizabeth.
Saint Elizabeth.
Patrick.
St. Helen. Helen. St. Maximilian Kolbe.
St. Mary.
St. Mary. There's a couple midway back in there.
St. Martin of Tours.
St. Martin of Tours.
St. Gianna.
St. Gianna. Anybody else? There's one way in the back. St. Therese, very good.
Mary.
St. Rosalima, I guessed her. I don't know if you could see all the roses. St. Teresa of Lisieux. Very good. I hope I didn't miss anybody. One more. St. Gabriel, the archangel. Very, very good. There are several thousand saints that have been recognized over the centuries by the church. The people of God have held up as people that we imitate, as people that we venerate as saints in the church, and several thousand that have been officially recognized. But today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. In celebrating that feast, we recognize that there are many, many, many thousands more that stand before the throne of God because of their faith in Christ Jesus and their faithfulness to what it is that Christ calls them to. We open our celebration this evening with the Litany of the Saints. And in the course of the liturgical year, we don't actually hear that very often. But when we do sing it, it's very important. We sing it at very, very important times in our life as a Christian people. We sing that, of course, here as we come together at All Saints. But we sing it, even a very short version of it, every single time we celebrate baptism. Every time. And on the Easter Vigil, we sing a very full version of that. But every single time we celebrate baptism, we sing the Litany of the Saints. And the other time we sing it is at ordinations. And so when I was ordained first a deacon, which actually was 16 years ago, just a couple days ago, and then as a priest, in one of the most moving parts of that ceremony, the ordinand lays on the floor face down, and the community of faith sings the Litany of the Saints. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint John the Baptist. And they just start a litany, the calling upon the saints and praying for them. And it's actually a very important thing. It's a very powerful thing because it says something about our faith and who we are as a Christian people. It's very easy to let that litany just kind of flow over us like it's just some song that we sing. But my brothers and sisters, the reason we sing it at baptism is because we believe that the community of faith into which that child or that adult is about to step into, that that community of faith transcends death itself. That death does not have power to overcome the bonds of people, a people of faith. And so that means really and truly that when we call upon St. Peter or St. Gabriel or St. Paul, when I was ordained, St. Teresa of Calcutta was still living. So we weren't calling upon her yet. But I would like to think that those people actually really and truly were praying for me as I laid on the floor. And that they pray for me today in the ministry that I celebrate. That they actually pray for each and every one of us as we called upon their names, maybe for our children, maybe as our parents called upon their names for us at the time of our baptism, or maybe as a community of faith, if we were baptized later, called upon those saints, that they still pray for us individually. Me, myself, in my ministry, and each and every one of you, in trying to live out faithfully the Christian witness. If we really stop to consider that and think about the gift of the saints to us, it really is an overwhelming thing to think that such people as St. Patrick actually hold us in prayer, that they love us, that they care for us, and St. Rose of Lima calls upon her God for us. And that bond of love that we think of sometimes as sharing with our loved ones who have passed on is a bond that we share with all Christian people who have gone before us. And that as they stand before the throne of God, the words that come to their lips in praise, but the words that come to their lips in petition is our name. Our name. As they pray for us, as they love us, and as they give us example. Saints are important because they do, I believe, pray for us and intercede for us. They do protect us and help us. They also provide us an example, a way, a pathway of living out our own Christian life, as each of us are called a little bit differently, and as our own hearts may resonate with one or the other at different points in our life. But they show us a pathway of holiness for the simple reason that they never really forgot, for all their failures, and there were many, they never really forgot who they belonged to and where they were going. And that's ultimately what our own call is as we come together this evening. As we think of the saints, we hear our readings. And it's easy for us to hear, like our first reading this evening, and just think of the saints themselves. But the imagery goes back to our baptism. We are told that St. John sees a multitude of people who are sealed in the same way that you and I were sealed when the priest took chrism and smeared it on our heads and changed us forever. That they place white garments on themselves, bathed in the blood of the Lamb. And in that great purity, as the priest placed a white garment on us and called us to new life and a new purity in Christ Jesus. And as our second reading reminds us today, as St. John again says to us, Beloved, what a wonder it is, what a wonder it is that we are children of God. But so indeed we are. And you know, those very words are used in the baptismal liturgy. Dearly beloved, this child has become a child of God, and so indeed he or she is. We are brothers and sisters in faith, but we are children of a heavenly Father. And really our call as Christian people is to never forget that. Never forget who we belong to. Never forget where it is that we're going. And I really sincerely believe that as long as we remember that, as long as we are mindful of the fact that we are children of God, indeed. And in that share in the great divinity of Christ Jesus Himself, that as long as we remember that, who we belong to and where we're going, we'll be okay. We come here because the saints showed that to us. The saints remind us of that, and the saints pray for us so that we never forget that. And so that we journey like they do, so that one day all of us may stand before the throne in our white garments, sealed in the gift of the Holy Spirit, offering eternal praise and thanksgiving to the God who loved us, created us, saves us, and calls us to be His own. Amen.